أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. Sadaqallahul Azim. In the eyes before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the houses of Allah that are the masajid. Here in this ayat, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speak about what we can term as Rijalullah, the men of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The description that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives is, Allah says, Rijalun, those men, لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع, who neither trade nor sale distracts them, عن ذكر الله, from the ذكر of Allah, وإقام الصلاة, and the establishment of صلاة, وإيتاء الزكاة, and the giving of زكاة. يخافون يوما, they fear the day, تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار, in which the hearts and eyes will turn. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a very vivid description of those people who are in constant contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have a link and a bond with Allah Rabbul Izzat. The very amazing thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about them being people that are in the masjid all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about them being people that are continuously out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings to us a reality, and that reality is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that trade and sale does not distract them, does not turn them away, does not make them heedless from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are a few aspects that we must understand in this part of the ayah. The first is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word trade, tijara, and then Allah ta'ala uses the word bay, which means sale. Now we all know that to sell something is also a form of trade, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the two terms separately to show us some very important aspects with regards to these people. One is a person that engages in trade, so he could be buying something in order to sell, or he could be manufacturing something in order to sell, or he could be planting something in order to sell, and so forth. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that over and above that, now is the time to sell. When you are still manufacturing, you are still buying, the profit is a little far-fetched. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about even at the time of the bay itself, even at the time of trade, they are still not heedless of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the establishment of salat and the giving of zakat. So in all conditions, in all states, that generally man, when man goes out into the business world, when man goes into his office, man generally becomes heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an enthusiasm and an anticipation of the acquisition of this material world. But these people are still linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what would their condition then be when they stand in their salat? What would their condition be when they are now making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala physically? Obviously that bond and that link will be much, much greater. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these people. Hazrat Salim reports from Abdullah ibn Abbas, or reports about Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his father. He says that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the marketplace, and as he walked in the marketplace, the muazzin calls out the adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Immediately the people in the marketplaces of Madinah Munawwara, they close their businesses, they move away from the shops, and they go towards the masjid. And he says that this ayah was revealed for these people, or this ayah was revealed regarding these people, that at the time of trade, at the time of sale, engagement in this material world, as soon as the call of salah is made, immediately they move towards the house of Allah. In certain narrations we find that in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam were two people. One person was engaged in trade and the other was a blacksmith. And the condition of these people was such that even if in the course of selling something, the muazzin calls out the adhan, immediately the person stops in his tracks and he moves towards the masjid. That blacksmith, no matter in which position his hammer may be, to hit the steel, but as soon as the adhan is called out, the hammer flings out of his hand and immediately he stands up. Now that steel means absolutely nothing to him. There is no value in it. Now the value is in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So such were the people in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some ulama have stated that it also clarifies that many of the sahaba, we won't say all the sahaba, but a large number of sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were involved in trade, in industry. They were involved in buying and selling in business. But yet when it came for the time of salat, the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they left everything for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this leaves a very, very great legacy and precedence for us also, that at the time of trade, we need to understand that our obligation still lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the general case of the five-time daily salat. Today, the condition of the ummah has reached the stage that we will even question about the Jummah salat, that which adhan must we close our shops. This is the sad state of the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the underlining reason of these men, these rijal. Allah says, يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا, they fear the day, تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ, that when the hearts and the eyes will turn upside down, and the hearts will turn upside down when they see that horrendous and horrific sight of the day of Qiyamah. Their eyes will turn upside down when they begin to see the azab of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah ta'ala says, لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا وَيَزِيدَهُم مِّن فَضْلِهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them better than what they had done. And this is the general norm and practice by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever we do may be very small and insignificant, but the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always far greater, and the minimum of it is times 10. وَيَزِيدَهُم مِّن فَضْلِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase through His grace. Some have stated the increase from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who can question Allah Rabbul Izzat? Some have said this, وَيَزِيدَهُم مِّن فَضْلِ, is in actual fact the great honor of the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannat. May Allah grant us. وَاللَّهُ يَرُزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. Everything is in the control of Allah. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this, then it is a reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires, بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, without any hisab, without any accountability. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.